All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak. How we all doing out there? So this episode is specifically dedicated to subconscious money blocks in the wealth game. We're going to unwind the patterns that make wealth feel unsafe to hold. This is coming on the eve of me launching Nervous System Wealth, which I've already talked about on my Substack. If you haven't read that whole series, please go and check it out and join the fun over there. I'm primarily focusing on writing because it's what is feeling the best for me right now. So thank you all for joining me on that little soiree party over there. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because what we want in our lives is directly correlated to the depth of the nervous system. And we're experiencing this in a multitude of layers and levels right now. And I've done a lot of stuff on money, and we talk a lot about epigenetics, and we talk a lot about inherited belief systems and things like that. And the truth is, right now, what's going on in the field is there is a multitude of things getting pulled up and out, okay? Or it's getting pulled and it's like unearthed out of us in a way. And it's not just your patterns that you're clearing and working on right now. You're also working on the gendered belief systems and patterns for the collective. So specifically talking to you ladies, this has everything to do with scarcity and lack and not growing up with enough or feeling very entrapped by the circumstances that you came from. This is specifically from early, but before there was women's suffrages, but we had wars, we had famine, we had struggle, okay? We had moving and coming to America and then moving into the, you know, the new frontier. We had lives in Europe. We had all these multiple experiences that were predicated on our ancestors' belief systems that were held in our DNA, as well as our environments and then childhood conditioning. And if those have not been deprogrammed, you're running the latest rendition of that. But because we're in this huge shift right now within the collective, we are also clearing out everything for all female, okay? That setting in our own collective programming is up to be cleared out. So within the next 10 years, we're going to have a lot of people leaving this earth simulated experience, right? This earth simulated dream world. And we have a lot of people coming in that don't have a lot of this aggregated data. That's why this work right now is so incredibly important. You will have every relationship change the more you do this work. You will have your relationship with money change the more you do this work. You will surprise yourself and be kind of so shocked and in awe and in immense levels of gratitude. And you will also feel like, when is this fucking going to end? The waves keep coming. I'm over it. I want out. I want out of this family line. You will have rage. Okay. You will feel angry. You'll be furious. Okay. And then you'll move through that compression, and then you'll have beautiful expansions, and that will start to stabilize as you continue to learn the mechanics of this reality and learn to change your relationship with what your feedback loop is, meaning changing your relationship with recursion, meaning changing your relationship with detox, meaning changing your relationship with yourself ongoing, so on and so forth. When you continue to have yourself and you move into unshakable self-belief, which I've talked a lot about, especially with my Sovereign System one-to-one clients, you will be faced with situations that will put you in incredible levels of impossible doubt in order to move towards unshakable self-belief. Okay, you're going to experience the opposite before that feedback loop starts to feel congruent. And I know that doesn't feel fair, but we're in an inverted matrix. And we all signed up for this knowingly, unknowingly, based on our level of awareness in our previous incarnation to come here and transcend these belief systems. So specifically with subconscious money blocks, you may feel like you've done a lot of work on it. Okay. And you've done all the rituals, done all the things, and many of you have been on every single money call and you're starting to see a little bit of shift, or some of you are going into debt even more. And it's like, oh, the work's not working. No, the work is working when you realize that most of the issues with money that people have are an emotional one and a resonance one. So we have to close the emotional gap and the logical gap and just work with resonance. So it's impossible for things not to bend to your reality that are for your greatest and highest good when you're at the matching frequency or resonance of it. It's just physics. It's impossible for that not to happen. So if a bunch of money comes in and you hold, you brace, your nervous system braces, that is a rejection. Okay, that is not a symbiotic relationship. That frequency doesn't feel comfortable within your container. So the amount of work that's done on creating that, expanding the container for more receptivity is vast. And people are coming at it from various different levels. I'm not even going to sugarcoat this for you when I say this is kind of one of the hardest things to work on, because people want very quick fixes and they're getting sold quick fixes and they're not getting a whole lot of results. And it could be like one filter gets removed based on somebody else's belief systems, and then they'll start to see traction, but they won't be able to maintain that level of traction that they are able to, let's say, facilitate momentum, right? And they can create and they can put things into the world, but they're not reaching their quote unquote goals. And specifically right now with the feminine, is incredibly seductive to make money while sacrificing your body. And you'll see this, just wait, I'm telling you, all of it is breaking down. And don't listen, turn off Instagram, don't listen to anybody else's stuff, really keep your blinders on and just stay very focused about how you want to feel in your day-to-day life, how your feedback loop within your own relationships in your life are changing. And you almost have to hold a level of belief that is outside of yourself for a moment. Borrow mine, borrow my belief, borrow somebody who's feeling really, really good, right? Like they feel really aligned, they feel really coherent right now, and you're just gonna get that feedback loop from somebody else until you reorganize and resequence yourself into the newer, different resonance that you're moving towards. So big picture trajectory, and then holding on to the micro moments that feel aligned for you. But right now with money, specifically, like I said, with women, it's becoming extremely seductive because women are doing it like men. And that's very distorted. And it's also not in alignment with where the collective is going. And all these systems are going to be breaking down. So you're going to see women make money, lots of it, and they can't stop. You're also going to see them see their relationships change, or their environments change. So again, if you cannot stop with what you're doing, or you can't stop with what you're doing at any time because you're afraid that you're going to lose momentum under the guise of quote unquote having purpose, you are addicted. Okay, that's a distorted inversion pattern. So somewhere along the line, there's a sacrifice going. And I have not seen anyone who is doing it, very few in fact, that is a feminine of the divine nature, or let's say is reclaiming her kind of full spectrum femme blueprint, who is allowing reality to bend towards her patiently, diligently with the energetics without sacrifice. And if you're sacrificing and attracting through ego, it will destroy you. Facts. So hang in there. And the more you become aware of stuff, you will not be able to unsee it. And I know it may feel lonely right now, this journey, because as you continue to move along your path, people will leave you and you will feel like this is unfair. But I'll say it's much better to be alone and in the truth than to be in relationships that make you feel alone. So with that said, let's jump into this. I'm going to go through the most common belief systems around money that I have seen and that I have worked on. Okay. So first, there are two overarching patterns that I work on the most. Okay. Self-worth and lack / scarcity. No shocker there. But what's interesting is there's an intersection. Okay. There's a common denominator that equals wealth without safety that look very different. And that's what I want to talk about now. Because at the end of the day, abundance in all directions has everything to do with how safe you feel experiencing ease in your body, how safe you feel generating, how safe you feel receiving, how safe you feel not having to do more, but just be a strong field, be in your body, own your feminine energy, and have reality bend to you, which you guys have heard me talk a lot about, especially recently in all of my programs. There is a very big difference with going towards a trajectory that you feel you're aligned with, which is a distortion, by the way, and allowing things to come to you passively while still actively being in your body and in the work and aware moment to moment to moment. This is an interaction. Many of you guys are still in the deep clearing process. Once you move past the deep clearing process, you'll move into voids constantly. And then you will reorganize and resequence, and then your feedback loop and your reality around you will catch up to that new resonant harmonic, okay, that new field. Then you move into becoming a field, or you move into becoming an active feedback loop, and many of you will stay there or you'll continue to keep going. When you move into a field, things get extremely exciting because you will have mastered a level of space-time mechanics. You will have mastered your ability to be able to handle speed, okay? So torque and power and momentum, and you will catalyze a tremendous amount of gravity, or let's say opportunities, possibilities, and synchronicities towards you. You pull them towards you magnetically as a feminine, and then as a masculine, you create very differently. You have no problem moving through the fire, sitting in the fire, creating structure, leading. You absolutely do not allow anyone to bowl over you, especially women. They yield when a man is in his full masculine power. It is impossible for a feminine not to yield to that. And I know that sounds like not very fun for most women, but believe me when I say the divine feminine is desperately looking for a masculine to take control and to lead so she can soften and surrender. Fuck, we have done it all. We're tired. We're done. We want to be taken care of in a different way. And men want to step up and learn that. I've said this before, that a female's arc in her life is to learn how to surrender and receive pleasure and let go of control. A masculine's arc in his life is to learn to step up and take responsibility. So with that said, now think about that with regards to making money. There's a handful of belief systems that support lack, low self-worth, non-deserving. And then there's a handful of other belief systems that interface with learned helplessness, you know, people who have grown up privileged, who have moved into harder times, who are inherently generous, but yet they overspend. They have a sense of entitlement with wealth, and it's that all of that is wealth without safety. That's the common denominator, and I'm going to unpack that. So let's just say you have these belief systems, like truly, okay, you've been really, really working on the money stuff, and you really want your partner to step up, and you have kids, and you're trying to do all the things, and some of you are kind of serious about this work, and some of you aren't. Some of you work with, you know, want to get a session every now and then and use me as a tuning fork. Some of you have been with me since the very beginning, and you're starting to see some really fantastic shifts happening in your life, and then you'll hit a fucking gnarly ceiling, and then get really, really defeated. I have been there more times than you guys will be able to count. And I'm so empathetic to that. And I'm rooting for you. I'm a signal in your world of noise, I promise. Just continue to listen to this stuff. Continue to keep going. You guys have heard me say this before. If you're just in hell, keep going. You already know what it's like to go backwards. You can't go backwards. The more you live in alignment, in the truth of who you are, the more things that are not congruent for that resonance that you are have to fall away. It's going to get dicey because, quite honestly, evolution is pain, and revolution is, and change is pain. And so you kind of have to pick your heart. So keep going. I absolutely promise you, literally, I promise you, it's impossible if you keep going and you're active and you're present for you not to move through the shift. It's impossible. Promise you. So let's just talk about some of these belief systems. Okay. So people with money are assholes. Totally hear this all the time. And I've overheard it in conversations. So that root pattern there is just a mistrust of power plus relational trauma around domination. There's really just a fear of that. And it's likely inherited from witnessing people in positions of financial power being emotionally unsafe, exploitative, and arrogant. Hi, let's talk about what's happening right now in the collective. Okay. So again, this is strategic. This is a strategic placement of thought with people, that people with money are assholes. It's a protective disidentification pattern. If I don't want to be, I don't want to be like them. So I'm not going to allow myself to become them by resisting wealth. So the somatic cost of that is constriction, invisibility, okay, especially online, internal sabotage around success, and guilt with receiving. So when you feel guilty, you want to give it away, or you feel like you have to give it away, or you're going to be generous and then resent it. It'll build up resentment. The next pattern I see a ton is, who do you think you are to deserve that much ease, flow, and abundance? You have to work hard for things. Like my grandparents did this, right? A lot of shame. around having ease and having an easy life and a ladies that lunch. And, or you'll have friends a lot that will say, oh my God, I only work like 4 days a month. It's so great. It's like cush life. Like what a life. Good for you. Right. There's just a jealousy and a resentment, especially with the feminine right now. The root pattern there is an unworthiness loop plus ancestral exhaustion, and that narrative will play over and over and over in recursion. So this epigenetically encoded from lineages who survived through labor, sacrifice, and invisibility. It's much easier to stay invisible than it is to put yourself out there over and over and over again and bear the weight of criticism. It will shatter people, literally, so they keep themselves small. And I have also been through this myself. So success without struggle can feel like a betrayal of your bloodline's hard work. Let that land. If you come from workers and you come from a family that basically is going to die in the fucking saddle, like these boomers, I have boomer parents, and they refuse to retire, they retire to bigger homes, they will sacrifice their body seven ways from Sunday, they never feel like they have enough, or if they do have enough, they hold on to it, or they buy useless things, you know, five different kinds of cars, or not, or it's constantly a struggle. It's absolutely constantly a struggle. So the grandkids will see their grandparents sacrificing for them and have guilt, or will desperately try to move past their grandparents' income level or try to get a better life, or they're going to keep the family business going out of obligation. They literally quite feel like it's a betrayal to the bloodline if they move up, move out, and live their life and transcend the family lineage. Let's talk about the somatic cost of that. Hypervigilance when things get too easy, subconscious self-punishment, avoidance of rest, particularly the avoidance of rest. I see this in my own family. I see this with the thousands of clients that I've worked on, especially women who are trying to deprogram A-type control hypervigilant patterns. When you rest, you get anxious. Does that sound familiar? Right underneath that is somewhere is a belief system that you don't think you're worthy or that you deserve flow, ease, and a good life. And that, my friend, is a lie. The next belief system that I work on a lot is I don't want anyone to know I have money. It's a big one. So the root pattern there is safety in secrecy, plus the inherited fear of being targeted. This is encoded from scarcity environments where visibility led to requests, you know, endless requests. Can you donate here? Can you show up here? Judgment, resentment, and ultimately danger, fear for your life. Okay. This was, it also could have been reflected from childhood experiences where being too much, in quotes, provoked envy or exclusion. There's also the other side of this when you don't want anyone, or you don't want anyone to know that you don't have money. So there is a posturing. Okay, this is for survivability. And you saw a lot of this 16th, 17th, 18th century. So because everything was so class-based, especially in Europe, there was so much hustle around looking like you had money. The perceived, we have it all together. Here's our Christmas cards. Look at our new stuff. We're going to get all new clothes before we go to school. Brand new this, brand new that. Right? So there's the other side of that coin too. Both have the same somatic cost, which is tension around self-expression. Okay, it's an incoherent field when trying to be both magnetic and hidden. It is a field fragmentation. Okay? You can't be both magnetic and hidden at the same time if you're running these sets of belief systems. That's why people are getting frustrated, because there's a fragmentation ultimately with what you think you want, what the patterns that you're running, and also the idea of being magnetic and what you're attracting to you. If those things are not in alignment, things are going to get wonky. And then you're going to feel like it's somehow you, or you can't do it, or you're not worthy of it. And it's like a total mind fuck. You basically will recurse around lack over and over and over again, even though you've been doing work around the same thing over and over again. Especially when you're about ready to make big jumps, you're going to get, let's say, confronted with a lot of these belief systems, and your body's going to feel really, really tight. The next belief system I work on the most is people with money are expected to be generous. So the root pattern here is the caretaker archetype plus boundary collapse. So if you are a caretaker to your core and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Constantly looking out for other people in the house, or you're in the medical field, or you just have that nurturing aspect to you. You will probably partner with somebody who is pretty emasculated, who is a people pleaser, who can't even handle any of that, or will put you first. Like, you're just the center of their world because they kind of can't live on their own. And so you move into the role, and I'm specifically talking about couples here, right? Where the woman is either the martyr, the manager, the mother, or the mediator, okay? And their partner is the people pleaser, disempowered, emasculated, trying to figure it out, and it's making them sick. So that's a super fun pattern. That's like, that dynamic is not a good time. And that's a super fun one to navigate, right? Not so much. So if your lineage associated money with obligation, right, then more money equals more energetic problems, more energetic leakage, more, okay? Problems, essentially. Especially common in women who've been relationally trained to earn belonging by overgiving, hence the hypervigilance. The somatic cost of this is extraordinarily high. Just look at body postures, look how fast you age. Okay, there's like a resistance to overflow. There's a resistance to ease. There is a performative aspect here, over, above, and beyond performance, of wanting to have things look good, you know, down to the decorations of every party, down to hosting events, down to how you are perceived. Ultimately, it has everything to do with the reflection of how all these things are reflected back on you because of the performative aspect. There's a resistance to overflow, and it builds up a resentment, and you can't be present to hold anything else. So there's an unconscious avoidance of having more to avoid being drained. So more equals more problems. The next pattern that I work on a lot is we have all this comfort because we saved every penny. So sacred equals saved. Like, we have this house because your dad and I did this, this, and this, or your grandfather did this, and we coupon and we go across town to get cheaper gas. And we're constantly talking about the difference of prices of flights. And it's this over that. Every conversation is constantly about price. All the time, it's endless, and it is fucking exhausting to be around. It is really exhausting to be in the field of that. And let me just give you a different shift. Like, that level of constriction, me even talking about it, my body just cannot physically be in that conversation anymore. It is just, it's repulsive. I have to repel it because we have all this comfort because we saved every penny, or we have all this comfort because we're incredible stewards of abundance, because we absolutely know how to navigate. We can generate things come to us with effortless and ease. Yes, there's action involved, but there's not the thinking that is supporting lack or scarcity. That mindset is not in our field. So the root pattern here is sacrifice and scarcity, right? And penny pinching equals safety. This is the most dangerous because it nuances and it becomes very fractaled, okay? It recurses so deeply, it can be so, so difficult to pull up and out. And that's why I was like, continue to do this work. I'm telling you, even if you stay in it like a couple of years, few years, whatever, you're saving so much more time, like 10 years of therapy in a year, right? 20 years of therapy in like a session. I mean, I hear this a lot. It's like, let's just get down to brass tacks and focus on this particular pattern right here, okay, your belief systems around it, and this is what you're going to work on for the next 12 months, just this one, because I guarantee you it's associated with everything else that you're trying to touch. And then you move to the next one, and then you move to the next one, and then you chip away at the next one. And then you start to get really good at clearing patterns and staying with yourself and moving through the stickiness. And then at that point, you can collapse bunches and bunches and bunches of patterns, like loads and loads of spreadsheets of patterns, a tremendous amount of aggregated data. You get faster at deleting them out of your body because you trust your body more. So it's one thing to be aware of like where you are in time and have your spirit come into your body, right? And just hold that level of presence in your body. It's another thing to do all of that and have trust that you're going to move through it, that you have yourself, that you've got access to yourself, and then really, really trust. So if you're like riddled with anxiety around big decisions, that's a pretty clear indicator that your body is having a fucking high holy panic because it's looking for backup and you're not giving it backup. You got to talk to it and tell like, hey, body, I got you. You're good. We got this, which I'll talk about in a minute. So if the root pattern is sacrifice and lack, right? Or sacrifice and scarcity equals safety. This ties directly to worthiness, okay? Which means it will feel restrictive. It will be tied to discipline and it will be tied to denial. So you will deny what's easy in exchange for more work. Constantly iterating, constantly going and getting trainings, constantly feeling like you're never prepared enough, you don't have enough knowledge, so on and so forth. This is a passed down epigenetic pattern through the Depression era, war-touched lineages where hoarding was protection. Okay, you physically had to maintain survivability because of this. I'll also say that the body and the DNA will hold on to fat this way. It will hold on to insulin this way. All of it is related. The somatic cost here is a tight grip around spending constantly. Or the other side, okay, will be specifically with worthiness, and you, there will be a bypass mixed with entitlement, and you will overspend and go into the red all the time, constantly. And I see it a ton with spiritual debt patterns. So, and then you'll have shame while you're enjoying all of that, or you'll have shame knowing one more time you went into debt, right? So there's a conflict between holding and flowing. The other pattern I work on all the time is money causes problems. So the root pattern here is survival trauma plus disruption avoidance. So when money has led to family fights, divorce, isolation, or stress, it becomes coded as volatile. Especially strong if you witnessed money change relationships around you, rupture safety, or provoke any kind of betrayal. And all of us have seen this. So more money, more problems, right? And the more money you have, the more you have to pay in taxes. The more money you have this, you've got to do that. So there always seems to be a problem. Like if you make more money, then there has to be a way for you to funnel it somewhere else. Or, you know, how can I not pay taxes on this? And so it becomes a hustle instead of an amplifier. And I've talked about this before, that money will amplify your shadows as much as it will amplify your light. And so if you don't have the container to be able to hold that level of transduction, okay, of energy coming out, transforming that energy, holding it, boom, energy going out, coming back in, and you're just that exchange container for it, and you know how to hold it, and it just amplifies more and more possibility and opportunity and creativity and creation, you're gonna have a really good time. Because it doesn't matter. You can take these enormously huge swings. Some shit works out, some doesn't, but you know you always have the ability to be able to create. That energy is incredibly intoxicating to be around. That's why money is so intoxicating. The somatic cost here is there quite literally becomes an internal split, wanting money for freedom, but fearing the consequences of having it. So it moves you into a freeze and fawn hybrid response around financial decisions. Let me just say that again. The somatic cost, okay, of witnessing money change relationships, rupture safety, provoke betrayal, lead to family fights, divorce, isolation, a point of stress, it becomes coded as volatile. And you create an internal split. You literally fragment in half, wanting money for freedom, but fearing the consequences of having it. The response in the body is a freeze, fawn, hybrid response around financial decisions. You quite literally shut down. The brain can't take it. It becomes too heavy. And then you get really panicked around people who want to help you with money. You don't, it just goes, oh my God, am I racking up debt? Is this a bad decision? I don't trust myself. I don't know what to do. Slow everything way down. What is actually going on there? What is the panic from? You're afraid you're going to make the wrong decision. If your life is mirroring constant panic, there's something else going on besides money. Money is just amplifying that. So some of the things that we've worked on before in all of the money workshops and money stuff is to go and identify the origin. In nervous system wealth, I'm going to specifically work on a reclamation framework around all of this and expand, change, work on the relationship that you have it, rewire the truth of what embodied reorientation around wealth looks like and where the beliefs have come from, locate the origin of the story, personal or ancestral, right? Which is a fundamental for you guys becoming more empowered with how you clear your own patterns. And then there's loads of practice around coherence. So there's kind of these small nervous system safe upgrades that I'll be working on specifically. And this is very specifically called nervous system wealth for a reason. And I'm actually really excited because more is coming in now and it's rewiring my nervous system too. And so I've got a wait list for that, and that is going to be in the notes, and it's also going to be in my Substack. So you're going to want to locate the origin first, right? Let's just pick one belief. Money causes problems. Let's just pick that, right? You're going to want to locate where you learned that from, okay? Maternal grandmother, the father lineage that taught people with power can't be trusted, or was it the maternal grandmother or great-grandmother archetype who equated frugality with virtue? Always a big one, right? Usually religious encoding too. I mean, the divine feminine that I workshop that I did absolutely obliterated pretty much all of us, okay? That was such a potent and powerful workshop, and you're all welcome. I say that laughingly because thank God, let's get that shit up and out. You know what I mean? The work is becoming so meta and so potent, and you get cleared up, and things are happening so fast, and the movement is happening so fast now, and things are dismantling so quickly, and reorganization is happening, and people are moving on their own, and things are, like I said, dismantling all around, and you kind of think that nothing's working and shit is crazy. But let me tell you, you can recurse in shadow as much as you can recurse in joy. So once you actually collapse and there's nothing else to clear, and you will get there, trust me, you will, and you just move into creator, it is a pretty fun time. It is a good, good time. All of this is encoded in your fascia, okay? It's informed by the DNA, which is basically an epigenetic storage facility. It starts to move throughout the fascia. The organs start to hold all this stuff. And then your gut flinches at ease because your bloodline earned safety through grit. So the reason why I work a tremendous amount of work on the bloodline is because we have to get the storage facility cleared out first, and then we have to move it through the body in different layers. That's why it takes time. It takes time to go from the quantum into the physical, but not as much time as it has for lifetimes of all of this stuff. And then you want to track the protection. Okay. So once you have kind of identified where the origin came from, like what's the story, you want to track why this has been protecting you. So you track the protection. What has this belief kept you safe from? Okay. People with money are assholes. It is a protection from becoming someone who's envied, isolated, or rejected for having more, right? It protects you from moral misalignment. Like, I'd rather be loved than rich. Baby, you could have both, right? Or what do you think you are, or like, who do you think you are to deserve that much ease? That's a protection from activating the jealousy of others. It's a protection from abandonment. If I have it this easy, others will resent me or leave. I don't want anyone to know I have money, okay? This is a protection from being a target emotionally, financially, psychically, and also physically. It's a protection from guilt. If no one knows, no one can ask, judge, or expect. It's protection from confrontation. It's protection from holding a boundary, right? On and on and on. People with money are expected to be generous. This is a protection from energetic exploitation. It's protection from burden of being the provider, fixer, or savior again. Okay, we saved every penny, dot, dot, dot. That's protection from chaos. Scarcity kept the family together, obedient, focused. It's projection from frivolity, shame, loss. Much easier to be frugal and to stay small than it is to transcend, blow up those boundaries, right? Oh, money causes problems. That's a protection from relational rupture. That's a protection from hard decisions, boundaries, and the discomfort of being powerful. Okay, people have a lot of problems with people who are in their power. It causes a tremendous amount of confrontation to other people and unearths nasty levels of emotion. A lot of egos get triggered, and that's okay. It has nothing to do with you. Okay, most people will not be able to handle the light that you hold because of what it reflects back to them, and because especially when it unearths their own shadows. So it doesn't mean you dim it. It means you just keep clearing and you hold more. Okay. So if these beliefs have kept you small enough to be safe, generous enough to be loved, and disciplined enough to belong, but they have also kept you under-earning, over-efforting, and carrying energetic weight that was never yours to hold, how is that helping you now? Your field is beginning to reject the protective layer itself. You are not asking for money in this case. You are asking for the dissolution of distortion around money so it can finally move through you cleanly as a sacred amplifier, not a loaded performance. And that is wealth with safety, not wealth without safety. So whether or not you're clinging or rejecting, you're still stuck in reaction to wealth, not relationship with it. And that's what we're going to be actively working on in nervous system wealth. So I will leave you with this question. Are you sabotaging your wealth potential because deep down you still believe you have to earn safety through struggle? And then I'll leave you with another question. So two questions. Second one to this, what part of you still believes that having more means becoming someone you don't trust? If both of those landed, sit with that. Grab some money stuff off of the shop. I've got loads of goodies there for you, and join the waitlist for Nervous System Wealth. All right, you guys, I'll see you in a couple weeks.